Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May the 1st. The grains closed mixed with July corn down a half cent, 584 and a half. July wheat down 15 and a half cents at 618 and a quarter. And July beans up 8 1/4 cents at 1427 and a half. July Kansas City wheat was down 19 cents at 757 and a quarter. I think the big news out here is, you know, they're expecting significant rains in the next 7 days throughout much of Kansas. That's with the Kansas City wheat on its backside here. The question is, are these rains coming too late? You know, like I've been saying, wheat is a weed. The question is, you know, is May 1st just too late or not? From what I'm hearing from a lot of guys, the insurance adjusters have already been out. They're zeroing out the crops. It looks like they might plant milo instead. But there will be some crops that may be saved out here. Now, to what extent is anybody's guess, but I can't believe it's going to be great. So, you know, we'll see what the crop ratings are tonight, whether they continue to slip or whether they're improved a little bit with the rains out here. Those numbers will come out at 3 o'clock. But the export inspections today, corn, 1.52 million metric tons, pretty strong number there. Beans, 402, a little bit light. Wheat, 358, a little bit light. So, you know, we need to see an increase in the exports out here, corn, wheat, and beans. Would certainly be helpful. The dollar's up 51 ticks, which never helps. It's at 101.92. If we close the dollar under 100 at any point in the near future, I think we're going to see more pressure on the grains out here, or excuse me, more pressure on the dollar, which will be helpful for the grains ultimately. So, you know, there's a lot going on here. We'll get the crop progress at 3 o'clock. Corn planting should have slowed percentage-wise, but hopefully we'll, see the weather dry out a little bit, give farmers a better chance. But we don't look like we dry out until Wednesday, and then Thursday and Friday look like much better days. We should get some work done. So, you know, overall, the corn did come back a good 7 cents off its lows. The beans closed 14 off their lows. Wheat only a nickel off its lows, but certainly made a fair amount of pressure early here. We were able to come back most of the way in the corn and the beans. The July corn actually closed up 3.5 cents. The spread closed at 55 cents, a new high, and that's right up against some resistance. We'll see if we can blow through that tomorrow. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.